You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
Shalom. You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your hosts are Wally, Ray, and me, Will. Please subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Search All Skins Everything. Everything is spelled E-R-R-R-E-R-R-R-Y-T-H-I-N-G. Make sure you rate us and comment. Much appreciated.
You spelled out everything. Everything, bro. Everything.
Listen, unless you're from the area.
You know what? That's real talk. That's real talk.
Like we do. Yeah. Some would say with a little country.
Yeah, which I don't really
twang.
Like.
I don't think country.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, you wouldn't know how to spell it. Yeah. So I just want to make sure I educate everyone and tell them how to spell it when they go and look for us on iTunes.
You did a great job, man.
Podcast from.
You did a great job, man. I should walk out like LeBron, man. What's that?
It wouldn't have the same effect.
Hey, Will T, how do we usually do things, man?
Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
Here are our topics. We'll have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network join us to talk about Redskins receiver Josh Dotson. At the 10-minute mark, we'll talk about what Alabama coach Nick Saban said about rookie inside linebacker Sean Dion Hamilton. Finally, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. But right now, we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line. What's going on, Lex?
Hey, I'm doing well, man. I'm trying to figure out the Eagles
going
to get to the White House.
I know, right? That's hilarious. That whole story is hilarious, man. No,
welcome to D.C., man. It's a Redskins town, so I guess they're not welcome.
Yeah, they're not welcome. They're not welcome. But you know, I don't blame them. Put it that way, I don't blame them. Do you blame the Eagles?
Well, I mean, the president denied them from coming. He canceled the trip because the numbers. I guess originally it was supposed to be like 81. Players,
mm-hmm.
And then I guess it dwindled down to like 10 that were actually going to be there.
Yeah.
So it's kind of sad because they've turned the whole thing into a political thing.
Mm-hmm.
And in actuality, the Eagles never kneeled the whole season.
Yeah.
So it's kind of sad that they were, I guess, you know, everybody's playing fingers at the Eagles, but you can go back and look at the tape. They never knew. So Why group them in with the group that was, you know, exercising their first right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's crazy the culture we're in, but it's gonna make for a very interesting sport.
No, I agree. I think that. We're just in a wild, wild environment right now, or scene right now in terms of what's going on in the world. But it is what it is. Let's talk Redskins, man. I don't want to get political. You know, we get enough of that anyway. So Lex, you know, your man. I like to call him the secret weapon. That's the name you gave him. All right. Wide receiver Josh Dotson feels confident, and he said, that he's back to what he looked like at TCU. Or how he felt like at TCU. What are your thoughts?
I believe it when I see it. You know, I mean, it's a lot of conversation usually during the offseason and mini camps in the summertime of what, you know, you're expecting from certain players. But, you know, football season is a month away. So, you know, he can kind of save the conversation and the talking and just, you know, let's see what the actions say. And, you know, in the end of July, when it starts training camp, and let's see what happens.
But you know, we're looking at a guy that has all the tool sets. You know, all the tools that when it comes to being an elite wide receiver. We saw it in TCU. He's saying he can bring that dude to the Washington Redskins. That doesn't get you hype. You know what I mean? That's not, that doesn't get you pumped.
Actually, it does not get me pumped. Let me tell you a couple things. Why it doesn't get me pumped? First of all, we have a new quarterback.
Yeah.
Well, that's Alex Smith, who's a pretty good quarterback. He's had a pretty decent, you know, professional career.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I just kind of know about Alex Smith, doesn't really throw in his receivers that much. Mm-hmm. He likes throwing to his tight end and his running back.
Yeah, which is cool to me.
If I remember, there was one season, I don't even think he threw a touchdown to any of his, receivers. Any of his wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about that statistic, and the odds of him really blowing up a receiver with like 90 catches, highly unlikely.
Well, I mean, you know. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, a guy like Jordan Reed, now I expect him to have a breakout season.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he can stay on the field, I think he's going to be the number one target for Alex Smith.
No, I think that Alex Smith is going to flourish well with Jordan Reed and Vernon Davis. I mean, you said it. I mean, I agree with you. Alex Smith in his career has loved the tight ends. Jordan, we saw what he did with Vernon Davis in San Francisco, Kelce in Kansas City, and here he's going to have, honestly, it's probably the best tight end tandem in the NFL in Jordan Reed and Vernon Davis. So yeah, I think Alex Smith will do well with those two, and if Chris Thompson is healthy, Chris Thompson to me is going to have a big year. But I do also think that, you know, Alex Smith throwing to a Tyreek Hill and learning, you know, and doing better with his wide receivers, and that's a smaller wide receiver, and with the catch radius of a Josh Dotson, for a guy that I watched in TCU, because I called Josh Dotson when he came out of TCU, a poor man, A.J. Green. If he is healthy and he feels like that dude, I feel like Alex Smith can definitely do well with a guy with in terms of his skill set. If healthy.
I want him to be successful, and that means Washington is successful, and then we could possibly get into the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
And represent the NFC. But, you know, history says otherwise.
Yeah.
And again, he has not been successful with a quarterback that was known for passes in Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
He was invisible.
Yeah. But you could say that Kirk Cousins, which you could say, that, I mean, this is an argument, this is something that Jay has said and others have said, that Kirk Cousins, you know, he picks his certain wide receivers and he tends to look particularly that way. Jay had to force Kirk to look the opposite way at Josh Dotson, obviously, because the season was over and he wanted to get Josh Dotson some work. But they would say that, you know, Kirk Cousins preferred going to people that he was more, you know, was, I won't say more comfortable with, but people he was familiar with, put it that way.
Man, you think about the great receivers that have come in this league.
Yeah.
On their rookie season.
Yeah, I agree. I know
quarterbacks farm the top guys, whether they're rookies, whether they're veterans.
Uh-huh.
And we got Randy Moss, think about. I mean, Des Bryant when he was in Dallas.
Yeah.
You got Calvin Johnson.
Calvin Johnson, Megatron. Yeah, man.
I mean, that's just the modern day. The modern era.
Julio Jones. A.J. Green.
A.J. Green. I mean, these guys had success as rookies.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy had trouble getting on the field.
Yeah.
He played what, one game?
Yeah, he got hurt. That was a big play in that one game. He almost scored a touchdown.
Exactly. And what you just said, he almost scored a touchdown. And could that be what we remember from him?
No, we're gonna remember
receivers.
Go ahead.
We've drafted receivers in the past, and
yeah,
they
that's true.
Haven't panned out.
Oh, yeah.
We hope that this one will be different, but so far we haven't seen enough to put him on a pedestal yet. So for right now, if I'm the secret weapon, I'm going through training camp and preseason,
yeah,
and I just want to be productive. Don't say anything. Just be productive.
I like that thought process. I do. I definitely love that thought process. So last year he had 502 yards of receiving yards and 6 touchdowns. What does he have to do or prove? What does he have to do to be a number one wide receiver? Or what does he have to improve on to be a number one wide receiver?
Well, I think the first thing he's got to get some separation,
mm-hmm,
from the DBs. And secondly, he's got to make the catches. I think that's what killed Pryor. Pryor still was winning the position of wide receiver from transitioning from the quarterback spot. He wasn't a great receiver because he didn't understand the concept of catching the football consistently. And I think that's kind of what killed him I think you have been for Dawson, you can place her at a CR and a guy like Deshaun Jackson from a few years ago. But those guys were like complete shooters. You know, with block. And Deshaun was a playmaker who always hit the ball. He was reliable. And that's the key. And that's what Cook did not feel like he was reliable as a receiver. He didn't trust him. And if you want to be great in this league, you have to make the quarterback trust you. So that's, for me, that's where he's going to have to improve. You got to get the trust of the quarterback. He's got a chance now to rush late with a new quarterback. Hopefully, he'll have success with that.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Right now, we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. So, yeah, I think he needs to, you mentioned create separation. I think more importantly to me, I think, because what I saw in TCU, Josh Dawson needs to become a better route runner, be a guy like he was in TCU. To me, he was more of a fluent route runner with the Redskins. It just seemed like, you know, I always call it like when we see a Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant runs like a couple of routes, the slant or go. And I felt that watching Josh Dawson, and maybe because, you know, he was busy trying to get healthy rather than working on his craft, I feel like his route running needs to improve, and I think once he does that, I think he'll be fine. I think he has all the physical tools to learn in terms of jumping up and getting the 50-50 balls. To me, I know he can catch. I've seen his hands. I know he can catch. But just running better routes, to me, I think that will get him over the top. I think Jay Gruden added, too, that you can see confidence in Josh Dotson's route running and OTAs and whatnot. But I want to know your thoughts about his route running. Did you think he was a decent route runner, or did you think he was a bad route runner last year?
Honestly, I thought he came on at the end, and, you know, I was happy that he was productive.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing that he did, in my opinion, kind of stood out that he was special.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just seemed like a, you know, quality receiver.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing to the point, you know, it kind of reminded me of Randy Moss.
Oh, he's not.
There were conversations when he first came in and when he was drafted that this kid could be like Randy Moss.
Who said that?
I didn't see any of that.
Who said he's going to be like Randy Moss?
You know, you have all these different players.
I know, man.
They're drafting guys and they're preparing people like this guy and that guy. they were going to seem like this guy was going to be the next receiver. And that's part of the reason why I watched him clean the house and started afresh with the young guy. Because they felt like he had so much potential that it would be worth it in the long run. And it could, but again, if Jay doesn't force feed this guy, you know, and just let it come naturally.
Mm.
If he doesn't force feed the guy, I honestly think the two that are going to succeed really is three.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already kind of mentioned two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan Reed, Chris Thompson, and Jay Crowder.
Yeah.
The three of them should eat well with Eric Swanson under center. So we'll see what Boston is going to be and what we are projecting and what we hope
mm-hmm.
him to be.
Yeah, I mean, you heard it here first, man. I'm telling you, Josh Dawson is going to be a beast next season. I'm not going to give stats because, again, I do agree with you on one thing, that Alex Smith historically has been a tight end-oriented guy. So for me to say that Josh Dawson is going to give you over 1,000 yards receiving, I'm not going to say that. But what I will say is that he will be dynamic enough. Like, you'll see, like, okay, this Josh Dawson is on his way to being a star and being a guy who's going to demand for the football. Because I do agree with Jay Gruden in one aspect, and he used the term confidence. I think Josh Dawson was thinking too much playing football. You could tell confidence wasn't there, maybe because, again, he's just coming off an injury and it's the talk. They want to see what he can do and whatnot. I think now having a whole season under his belt and knowing that he's going to be healthy going into camp, I think we'll get to see the secret weapon that you've been referring to for the last couple of seasons, saying that, okay, ready to see the secret weapon. I think he will be unleashed. I think the Kraken will be unleashed, excuse me.
Hey, that would be nice. I mean, we need that. The fans need that. They miss the playmaking ability of Gary Clark.
We ain't going to never have a Gary Clark, man.
They need that. The energy of the fan base is there. So we're about to get a Stanley Cup championship in D.C., so you know the excitement going into the football season is going to be tremendous because we just we've had to do something we haven't done in the championship parade. So you know the excitement.
Oh yeah, you know, it's lit.
Overwhelming this summer because they're ready for the Redskins to be great again.
Yeah, before I let you go, that's a good point. Before I let you go, how do you think if the Caps win it all? I'm not going to jinx no DMV team. I ain't going to do that. If the Caps win it all, how do you think that's going to like transform or motivate? Excuse me, the Redskins from trying to from trying to actually be a team that could be a contender. Not no 9-7 or 8-8 and win the division. I'm talking about a true contender, a 11-5 type of team. You think what the Caps are doing could motivate this team?
I think what the Caps are doing and are about to do is going to energize all the professional sports teams in the area.
Cool.
I mean, we're in the middle of the season for the Nationals, who were predicted to win the pennant.
Mm-hmm.
And they're watching this.
Mm-hmm.
The Capitals are about to win this championship. They just need one game out of one.
Well, let's not do that. Let's not jinx us, man. We know this area. We know this area.
I'm not afraid to go on. I'm not afraid to say that. It's gonna be a parade next week. You heard it here first.
All right, cool. I want to hear that
next week.
That's cool.
Redskins fan base are Capital fans.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
So the core of the Redskins fan base, the Capital fans. So you know they're gonna go. They're gonna be excited the entire summer. They're gonna go into football season, expect the Redskins to do the same thing. I know Dave Snyder and the team, they're gonna be looking at this, and I think it's gonna energize all of the sports, even the Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Wizards gonna look at this and say, that could be us.
Yeah, and they should. All the teams should. So, Lex, before I let you go, and thanks for being on. We always appreciate it. Before I let you go, let the folks know about the cool things you're doing and also how they can, you know, check you out on social media.
Well, off-season football, the college football will start back up in September. So we'll be back on the airways for HSN on the red. For me, it's the media. You can follow me on Instagram as well as Twitter at Lex Diamonds without the A. Doing some amazing things in the music world. I got an R&B buzzing superstar in Chancellor and Center. So look out for him and check out his music.
Cool, man. Lex, again, I appreciate you for being on. We're not going to be on next week, I don't think. There's a lot going on next week. Hopefully, we'll be in the parade. I'm going to hit you up, all right? All right, I'm going to hit you up for that one.
All right, that's what's up. We'll talk.
Well, we'll talk. All right, Lex, man. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, anytime, man. Again, man, that is Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. Always blessing the urban sports scene and all skins, everything for being on the show, man. He's a cool dude and a blessing to the show, to be honest with you. Alabama coach Nick Saban has some high praise for a Redskins rookie. We'll discuss that after the break. You're listening to All Skins, Everything with the urban sports scene for ages. You dig? Doses.
I need the crib with the fountain and splash. SP, the only flower that you know, with a bounce and a half. Listen, kid, I need the mountain to cash. So I can roll up, hop in the whip, and like bounce to the Av. I get by cause I'm in the hood, the slums is around. Take my son just to what ease up, the pain man? And humble me now. And I'd rather slow something up, cause if I'm sober, dog, I just might flip. Grab my son and hold something up. I get fly as a kite, all alone in the zone. Go slow, Casey dying tonight. So I hold him up, back to back, laugh as I could. You got beef with Styles P, I come in black to the hood.
I get good,
every day.
I get good,
every night.
You are listening to me.
I get good,
every day.
I get good,
And yo, I burn like a chimney. Matter of fact, I burn like exhaust on a Dodge Viper Hennessy. I hope like
to all skins, everything with the urban sports scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally. Here with Will T. Ray is out. So, Alabama coach Nick Saban said Redskins rookie inside linebacker Sean Dion Hamilton, who played at Alabama, is very smart and makes players around him better. He added that he has good inline quickness and is very instinctive. What does that mean when Nick Saban says that about a former player?
It means that he's talking up one of his players for potential. Because you always got to be recruit. Always be crew.
Yes.
Which is ABC. Always be crew.
So true. So true.
So maybe he's just talking up one of his former players and, you know, in hopes of saying, hey, you know, look what I've done. You know, you come here, you can, we can, this machine that Alabama has can produce, put you in a position to be as good as Sean Dion Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
But that's very high praise for a defensive player, because we all know that Nick Saban's thing is defense.
Yeah.
I did a little bit of research on Sean Hamilton, and evidently he was class valedictorian in high school.
I mean, he's too smart.
Yeah, so he, you know, playing that middle linebacker position, he's able to diagnose plays. They said, Nick Saban said he's able to pick up keys for plays, and he's a great communicator. So, you know, also at the middle linebacker position, that's the guy who calls the plays for you and gets everyone in the front seven lined up correctly.
Yeah.
So, you know, but the one thing about him is he is a bit undersized for the middle linebacker position for the NFL.
About 228.
Yeah.
6'6", 228.
I mean, you know, 1 year, you know, maybe he adds 10 pounds, you know, in an NFL weightlifting regime, specifically next offseason. You know, he has a full offseason
cycle. If he makes the team, he's a sixth rounder.
Yeah,
right?
If he makes the team. I think he would make the team.
I think so, too. I think so, too. But still, you have to say
specifically
at
special teams.
Yeah. That's going to be a start. That's going to be a start, definitely.
That's where he'll make it. That's where he'll be able to contribute right away for this team.
I mean, 2016 started alongside Reuben Foster. They were one of the more, you know, dominant defenses that year. You know, he tore his ACL in the SEC championship game, which, you know, to me, set him back, because he probably wouldn't have been a sixth-round pick if he didn't tear his ACL. And even we had Fred Spool on the show not too long ago. He thought that this kid was a steal. He thought potentially if this kid is all the way back, that he could be a guy down the road that could be a starting inside linebacker for the Washington Redskins. I like the pick. I think, to me, there's a guy who played in this team 2001. He eventually went to New York Giants, but in 2004, he started. He was moved to middle linebacker in the 4-3 under Greg Williams and Antonio Pierce. And I see similarities, because Antonio Pierce, people said at that point in time, he was too small to play a middle linebacker.
Too small and too slow. But
what Antonio Pierce had compared to what, if you look at what Nick Saban is saying about Hamilton, is that Antonio Smart was super smart. He was a guy that got people in the right right places in Greg Williams' defense. And also he had a lot of tackles, and he was good in coverage in terms of dissecting a play and knowing what to do within his coverages. So when you listen to what Nick Saban has to say about a Dion Hamilton, you think to yourself, okay, you're comparable to an Antonio Pierce, which this team does need a team needs an inside linebacker who can hone that position.
No, I think if he develops and into what everyone is projecting that he could potentially be.
Because all about potential, right?
I think it's definitely a smart move by the front office, and could potentially be a steal for this team. You know, you get a middle linebacker for the next, you know, not including this year, but the next maybe 7-8 years, who could be a solid contributor to your team.
Yeah, and what you just gave up a sixth rounder to get, and again, if he's healthy, and he's playing in Alabama, and you play in Alabama, meaning that you play a physical brand of football. You have to be smart playing with Nick Saban. Just can't be, especially I feel like in the front seven, right? I think Alabama's front seven, I won't say secondary. I think feel like their secondary tends to be a little bit meh in the NFL. But when you look at their front seven, those players typically produce. I wanted Reuben Foster last year, and you know, he went to San Fran. And real quick on Reuben Foster, I always want to say this about athletes in general.
Okay.
Like, they are They are now prey. And what happened to Reuben Foster? You know what happened to Reuben Foster, yeah. Right? Like with the lady lying, well supposedly, allegedly, because we don't know if she was forced to lie, right? Or forced to say, you know, to retract her statement. We don't know if she was forced to retract her statement. But it just, I'm just saying, athletes are prey, because nowadays you can just say abuse or you can say whatever, and that can ruin a dude's paycheck or career.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's that's a fair statement to make. You know,
again, false.
If it's true, we don't know or not. She gave the statement saying that she got into a fight, but there are some people who are saying, you know, who after reviewing the evidence think that it's mighty convenient with her statement and with some of the physical evidence that has been, you know, that's on display regarding her injuries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to cast aspersions.
No, I'm not saying. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Say she's lying or not. But I think this is definitely a warning for, you know, athletes. To me, it bugs me out. It blows my mind. You know, these guys have the rookie symposium.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all of these people around them who can provide counsel,
mm-hmm.
and they still put themselves in this position, which is crazy to me.
But, yeah.
You know, if Reuben Foster is innocent, then, you know, I hope he goes on and continues to have a productive career and provides for his family and lets this incident helps him put him on a smoother track, and, you know, he's vigilant around how he moves around and who he keeps around him.
No, I agree. On our Facebook page, I posed the question, could Sean Deion Hamilton be the next Antonio Pierce? George stated that at Alabama, he was a coach on the field. That's the highest compliment he could be given. I think if his knee holds up, we might have another Monty Coleman. Ooh, Monty Coleman. Yeah, I like that one. Monty Coleman was solid.
He was solid.
Yeah, he was solid.
He was a very good leader for this team.
Yeah.
During their Super Bowl.
Their heyday.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, George, I agree. If he could be a Monty Coleman, like, they definitely hit the jackpot with Hamilton. But only time will tell. Like Will T always says, it's potential. You go all we can go off in terms of a young kid is potential.
Yep.
And that's not a proven commodity. That's just, you know, that's just saying, okay, well, we hope that this kid could turn out to be what we hope him to be. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, it's born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yoshi, a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that put the kids to bed, this that I got realness. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally. Will T decided to dip out and raise out. You already know. Hey, Will T, man, appreciate you for being on, man. But, you know, we always hold it down. But make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search All Skins Everything. Make sure you rate us and leave us a comment. Much appreciated. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave us a message. Here's the number. It's 301-799-5407. You can also tweet us at Urban Sports Scene, or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We'll feature, you know, your message or your tweets or your Facebook comments on the show as part of this segment. Well, let's start. The topic is going to be Josh Dotson. What will it take for Josh Dotson to be a number one wide receiver? My man on Facebook, Vincent Folks, said performance in the clutch. I think he was kind of clutch against Seattle, but not against Kansas City. So I'll grant you with that one. Mike Jones says, I feel like he overthinks a lot. Once he gets past that wall, he'll be fine. I think it's confidence. I agree. I think he does overthink. I think that when you look at Dotson, obviously the injuries played a part in his play over the last couple of seasons, but he forgot. Not say he forgot, but he lost faith in what he can do on the football field. I think being healthy, and which he claims he is, being healthy, you're going to see the real Josh Dotson. I really believe you're going to see that TCU Josh Dotson. Rocky Suit said, "Hold on to the ball." I said this before with Lex. I think to me, Josh Dotson can catch. That's not an issue. It's not an issue to me. Stephen Meyer says, "I think he has talent, just lacks consistency." I agree. I think he has all the ability in the world. Consistency is his thing, and I think confidence plays a part in that. Brian West Jr. said, "Consistency." Period. Agreed. I think consistency is definitely something that, you know, Josh Dotson needs. Tony Newsom said confidence in his ability. Once he gets that down pat, he'll be a great receiver in this league. Agreed. I think to me, which I'm agree with, and most of the people hitting us up on Facebook. I can't speak. Is confidence. I think confidence is a big thing for Josh Dotson. I think once that's up, you're going to see a special wide receiver. Antron Bates said gets more plays his way. He will. I believe that Jay Gruden wants Josh Dotson to be very successful, and I think he's going to force feed him. I think he's going to tell Alex Smith, you know what, Alex, target that guy. He's a guy that can do some special things. John Cruz said try catching the ball. Again, he can catch. I don't think that's an issue. It's all about confidence. And Derek White said be consistent. I'm going to tell you, I believe that Josh Dotson is going to have a big year. And again, thanks for the Facebook comments. We appreciate it. I think Josh Dotson is going to have a big year. Big ups to Josh Dotson. You're going to see. Watch. You're going to learn today. You heard this on All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports saying. You're going to learn today. Josh Dotson is going to do the darn thing. Big catches. He's going to moss folks. You saw it against the Raiders when he mossed, I believe it was David Emerson. He's going to moss folks, all right? He's going to moss folks. Believe, if you don't believe in anything, believe the words that are coming out of my mouth. Josh Dotson is going to be that dude. He's going to be that dude. And when he does what I said he's going to do, please like save this podcast and say, you know what? That boy Wally, he knew exactly what he was talking about. And I'm going to tell you, yes, I didn't know what I was talking about. Josh Dotson is going to be legit. But anyway, I want to thank you all for listening to the show. We appreciate you all. Again, continue to tweet us. At Urban Sports Scene, and that way you can have your comments on All Skins Everything and be part of That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. And also feel free to call and leave us a message anytime, and we'll play that audio on the show, on the podcast. Again, the number is 301-799-5407. Again, you've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia, for ages. You dig? Deuces. A mega. Lead us out, big homie. Swag, pledge allegiance to the swag, pledge allegiance to the swag, pledge allegiance to the swag.